Good morning, this is Maya and Brooke with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government announces its plan to deliver hundreds of zero-emissions buses for the TransLink network. Over 400 buses are expected to be locally manufactured for direct government procurement. Transport Minister Bart Mellish says the cost of the buses will be announced after the procurement process to keep offers competitive.
Queensland is set to try a new mandatory relocation trial for young offenders. The rehabilitation program will specifically focus on Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander youth offenders and replace detention centre sentencing. It will run from 6 to 12 months. According to Queensland Premier Stephen Miles, it will provide on-country experience and culturally informed interventions with a concentration towards rehabilitation and vocational work. Designated facilities will be in outback locations across the state and program delivered by or in partnership with First Nation community-controlled organisations. The government is inviting expressions of interest. Youth Justice Minister Di Farmer is expected to announce the program in Townsville today.
In national news, a new study shows that Australia's ice age was wetter and more forgiving than originally believed. A new study published in Nature from the University of Melbourne and Adelaide showed that Australia's ice age received more rainfall than first thought, meaning the environment was more livable for people and animals. The team discovered this by uranium dating and recording the amount of water present in the minerals deposits of South Australia's Narrakoot caves. Lead author Cale Snyderman says the research will change how climate experts look at Australia's future, particularly in regards to climate change.
Researchers from an Australian university have discovered the fastest growing black hole known to date. The distant black hole, which is 12 billion light years away from Earth, was identified last year by researchers at the Australian National University. Upon discovery, a more precise instrument in the Chilean Atacama Desert was used to provide better data. Astronomer from the Australian National University, Christian Wolfe, says the black hole has a mass of 17 billion suns and eats just more than a sun per day. The black hole powers a bright quasar, which Wolfe now defines as the most luminous object in the known universe, 500 trillion times more so than the sun.
In international news, Australian writer Yang Hengjun will not appeal his suspended death sentence, his family says. Dr. Yang Hengjun was sentenced to death earlier this month in Beijing for espionage. His family revealed he will not appeal the sentence, saying the writer has no faith in the Chinese court system. His family also says due to ill health, it is impossible for him to continue his legal battle in court. Dr. Yang had until February 15th to appeal. It is expected that the sentence will be commuted to life in prison after 2 years of good behaviour. Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the Australian government will continue to advocate for Dr. Yang.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a possible shower. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.